Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We have now got one of the premium left-handed hitters in the game. Keep the 11-5 going because you got a bounce, Devers in the house, and you got Buster Posey, who literally just traded away. Look, we like Kyle Harrison. I don't want to kick him on the way out the door. I'm rooting for the kid. He's years away from being ready. You traded a guy in Tibbs you just drafted. He's batting 245 in low single A. Maybe one day he ends up being something. This is about right now. And we can make the list. I wrote it. I got them all written down right here. There are names that the Giants have traded for. This is as big as any of the trades. Now, we will see what it ends up netting them, right? Because they've made trades and they've won World Series. They've made trades and they've gotten MVPs. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about one. I'm talking about plural. This is a guy on a short list of left-handed bats in the game, leading all the American League in walks right now. A 280 hitter, which in the modern day might as well be a 310 lifetime hitter. This is a guy who, yes, he will strike out a little, okay? Yeah. If you bring in third baseman without talking to him, you might alienate him, all right? But we will figure it out. Apparently, he's friends with Willie Adames. Buster Posey just catapulted and rocketed the San Francisco Giants past the Warriors in terms of impressions and where my mind is, past the Niners because they don't play until September. The Giants are front and center, and I can't remember the time a Giant-Dodger game meant so little after finding out such a big trade. Buster, I know I'm losing my mind here. Buster, to pull this trade off, Farhan wouldn't be allowed in the room to make a deal like this.
Joe, Buster Posey.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He did something 6 months into the job that Farhan Zaidi couldn't do 6 years into the job. He delivered.
I just
he got a big name. And this isn't some rental. This isn't a Chris Bryant acquisition where you're fake going for it. No, this is a piece for the future and for the now.
100%.
In Rafael Devers. That's why it's refreshing to see. And it's a guy that was clearly disgruntled. It was a guy that clearly felt alienated on the team. A guy that's, as you've mentioned, he's won a World Series. He's been part of a World Series team. He brings legitimacy to a lineup that desperately needed it right now. Willy Adames, he's starting to get it going a little bit, but he's not the bat, the feared bat that Rafael Devers is. Did you guys listen to Clayton Kershaw yesterday? One of the greatest pitchers of all time on the ESPN broadcast. What did he say? Oh, yeah. At worst, Rafael Devers is a top 10 hitter in the game.
That's
Clayton Kershaw saying that.
My jaw dropped.
Yeah. That makes you feel pretty damn good considering I feel like half the top 10 hitters of baseball are in your own division. And we saw it over the weekend when Shohei Ohtani's hitting two jacks. By the way, Shohei Ohtani's going to be pitching for the first time in a while today. So that's going to be interesting.
We'll all be rooting for him.
You'll be rooting for the Padres in that one because that's who they're going to be playing against. But speaking of the Padres and the Dodgers, Rafael Devers is now a name where I could feel good about my team going into a series like that where, you know what?
Yes.
On a given series,
yes.
I could say I might have the best hitter at the plate. I couldn't say that whenever we played the Padres or the Dodgers. Now, those guys still have multiple-time MVPs. You got the Machados of the world. You got the Tatises. But Devers belongs right along those guys, beside those guys, Joe. He is an all-time guy for the Red Sox. When you talk about World Series champion as a rookie, I want to say. He was so damn young on that team. He's only 28. He had multiple All-Stars. This was a future piece for them, so much so they paid him $300+ million. Now they got buyer's remorse. He felt alienated. There's a lot baked into it, and we will get to it because I do think when the dust settled a little bit, Giants fans were wondering, like, okay, why did it only take this to get that guy? Like, Kyle Harrison, really? Like, that basically was like the big piece of that haul. We didn't have to give up Bryce Eldridge, our number one guy, a wizened hunt of the world. Now, James Tibbs, who was your number one overall pick last year, as you mentioned, 14th overall. We'll see. Again, like, they're not in a position right now to really wait on a James Tibbs. Like, that's I don't care about that.
Joe, they're loaded in, and when I say loaded, they've got so many other prospects in the outfield. Yes. I'm not really worried about this. This is about go time.
That's what it feels like. In a series, we all felt like this was a measuring stick.
Yes.
And when you kicked Yamamoto's ass on Friday night, shout out Casey Schmidt. Schmidt happens with the grand slam.
That was one of the
setting
coolest
the tone
pimp jobs I've ever seen.
It was so sick, right? So setting the tone that Friday. Well, Roop, he gets roughed up. I think we all kind of saw that coming. It just is what it is. The Dodgers are that freaking good. It sucks. Listen,
I didn't want to see that coming.
You didn't, but were you shocked?
Well, if that was the final straw that broke the camel's back to make the deal, it sounds like they've been working on this deal for weeks, months, whatever. So a singular game moment is not going to like push you over the edge. But let's say hypothetically it did. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How refreshing is it to just, you weren't in, like, it wasn't leaked. And none of this was leaked. First and foremost,
the guy who posted it, I didn't believe it.
Right?
I'd never heard of him.
Right?
I mean, Sam threw it in the thread, and I was like, there's no way that's real.
Who was it?
I don't even know.
Robert Murray, right? Robert Murray,
Jesus
MLB Network.
Jesus himself could have came down from heaven and told me that the trade was going down, and I wouldn't have believed him.
Shout out JC. No, it was, Robert Murray, MLB Insider.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. You don't need to.
I'm not even hating on him. I'm not hating on him. I'm saying I didn't think it was real.
It wasn't Jeff Passan.
I thought I got MLB sentelled.
And in fairness, one of these huge trades happened in the NBA with shams, and none of us still believed it. So we don't even want to believe anything that's right in front of our face. But as I say all that, and I'll give you your time here in a second, Joe, like the fact that this was so under wraps, the fact that there wasn't any leaked reports, the fact that we didn't come out weeks later after the deadline saying, oh, well, the Giants came in second for Devers. No. They came in first, they got the guy, and nothing was leaked. That tells me all you need to know about this Giants front office. They mean business, and Buster Posey means business. You can change his name, by the way, to Blockbuster, if you will. You like that?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a five this
morning.
Well,
while you're there, Buster, 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 Buster. I mean, look, think about it this way. This is a move the Dodgers would have made. This is a move the Dodgers would have made.
Yeah.
This is a move the Mets would have made. This is a move the Padres would have made. This is a move how many other teams in baseball that you have been basically looking up at or idolizing, all of them make this deal. Yeah. Every single one of them. And you know, if the Jimmy Butler trade taught me anything, I don't give a rip what happened in Boston. Do you?
Well, we'll see. We'll talk to Jermaine Wiggins at 8:30.
All I care is if you play nice here. That's all I care about. I don't care what happened there. And you know what? That's Boston's problems. It really is. You're looking at a guy. Look, obviously the three-time All-Star and the two-time Silver Slugger, 28 years old. He's turning 29 in about 100 days.
all right, from the Dominican Republic. He's a career 860 OPS guy, okay? For those that are out there, you know, anything over 800 is elite, all right, in OPS. He's 860 OPS. He slugs 510, okay? He is in his prime. He's a 280 batter. That is, in this modern day, that's basically 40 points higher than league average. That is unbelievable. And you're looking at a guy who plays, and I'm going to go through it. His rookie year got called up. He played 58 games. I'm going to go in order. 121, 156, 57 in the 60-game season. 156, 141, 153, 138, 73 this year. He plays every day. Yeah. He plays every day. His 162-game averages, if he plays 162, 42 doubles, 33 homers, a 107 RBI. Are you kidding me? This team couldn't use this? And he's hitting the ball off the Green Monster. Well, hit it off of Oracle Park's brick wall. Let's go.
Well, did you watch the broadcast yesterday? I'm sure you were locked in. Everyone was. It wasn't even about the game at that point. It was listening to all the reactions from all the players around it.
Adamus was mic'd up.
Adamus was mic'd up, as I mentioned, Clayton Kershaw. And they had on the broadcast all those doubles in Boston. A lot of them would have been home runs at Oracle Park.
Well,
they did the overlay. All of
but
that.
What they don't give you is how far the ball travels.
They extrapolated the distance of all those doubles in Fenway Park and how they would have compared had they done it at Oracle, and a lot of them would have been home runs. So I'm just, it is what it is. And he's got the power and the beef to back it up. We know that.
This isn't just about the player. It's about how the organization now operates. That's the thing for me. We're in on everyone. Let's go. Like, we're in on everyone. The days of waiting for this, you know, honey-baked ham to come out, you know, 7 years later after, you know, six gazillion innings in the minors, they might one day be ready. Like, look, Kyle Harrison, local kid, we're all pulling for him. We're going to be rooting from afar. Even the biggest Kyle Harrison fan in the world would admit he's probably multiple years away from being ready. Even if he develops into the guy they hoped he would become, I don't know if you're the Giants that you don't do this deal every single day of the week.
Yes, not even
It's
close.
A middle-of-the-order guy for a guy who pitches once every 5 days. What is the one position of strength this organization has in the minor leagues and in the bigs? Pitching. Jordan Hicks was the odd man out. He had no role. You signed him as a starter. He's a bullpen arm. And right now, your bullpen, Ryan Walker, not being said, is a strength. Okay, Tibbs, look, I don't know. Maybe one day he ends up being something, Joe. But again, you've got all these guys, and I still think another trade is going to happen. Luciano, who knows what position he is? He's in the minors. You got Grant McCrary. He's in the minors. Wade Meckler, your outfield is so loaded, he's taking ground balls at second base at AAA, right? You got Luis Matos. Now, where's Tibbs fit in? Into a massive deal for a guy who's ready to go, who's going to play in the All-Star game this year. He has potential to be your first, and not this year because he played half a year with the Red Sox, 30 home run guy since Barry Bonds. You do this deal every day of the week, and you pray to God Adamus and Buster and the Brain Trust does everything they can to find out, hey, look, we got Chappie at third. Do you want to win? Yeah, I want to win. Can you play first base for us? You'll be our everyday first baseman for the time being. We'll figure out the rest later. We're here about winning. Do you want to win? Did you see what A-Rod did when he went over to the Yankees? They had Jeter at short. He moved to third, even though he was the better defensive player.
He was.
Because they wanted to win. What are the Astros do and the Dodgers do? Like, Mookie Betts played shortstop over the weekend. Yep. Not his best position. Why is he there? Because they have other guys that can play other positions, and they want to win. And so I would sit the guy down and be like, you are so important to us. We need you in the lineup 155 days a year. I want to play you at first base. I got Chappie. When Chappie's not there, you know, even though he plays a lot, we'll throw you in over there. And I'm throwing this out. No one's even, are we ruling out second base down the line for one or any of these guys?
Yeah.
You know, great teams take the talent. They figure out the rest later.
And shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First Norcott Credit Union.
Pumped.
For a low-rate auto line, apply online, or just ask for First Norcott Financing at the dealer. We want to hear from the people today. 888-957-9570. Start lining them up. Your thoughts on Rafael Devers being a San Francisco Giant. Giants parted ways with Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, James Tibbs III, and rookie league right-hander Jose Bello in that trade. And by the way, the Giants, they're going to cover the remainder of Devers' contract, which runs through 2033, Joe. They're going to be paying him more than $250 million. So you paid Willy Adames $182 million, at least that was the full length of the contract, a couple months ago. So now $250 of Devers' contract. That's, checking my math here, that's over $400 million allocated to two players. Yeah, you can get that cheap moniker off of San Francisco when it comes to paying star players. The Giants are doing that right now. Buster Posey, he's putting his money where his mouth is, right?
Did you see Buster Posey in the commercial last night?
Which one?
The Town 2, where Buster robs the Boston Red Sox blind of their Rafael Devers bank account. Did you see that?
That was
him
good.
And Ben Affleck
not
with
bad.
Ski masks?
Not bad. Who else was in that? Was that Jeremy Renner in that
Everyone's
one?
In that.
Okay.
Everyone from Boston's in that.
Was that the accountant, too? Is that the one you're talking about?
Buster Posey, in a short, quick swoop, has done more to give this organization a complete face wash and change everything. My view of them, hey, are you cheap? No. You're spending money left and right. Locked up Chapman. Locked up Adames. Swung a massive deal for Rafael Devers, okay, brought in veteran Justin Verlander, made the tough decisions to put Camilo Duvall back in the closer role, didn't lose their minds on Duvall in the offseason and trade him away. And that's what bad teams do, is they trade guys away when they have little value, whatever. Like, right now, you got rid of Jordan Hicks? I don't even know what he is. Like, and I'm rooting for the guy. He was like a huge dark cloud. I mean, he's like kicking police officers in the bullpen. Kind of a jerk move. There's a lot of things going on with him behind the scenes. He obviously couldn't get him five.
I forgot about the police officer kicking.
No, but like these little things, like, just don't be a jerk, dude. Yeah. Like, go five innings. Can't even go five innings as a starter. You're clearly not one of our best relievers. Like, you're a one-time through the lineup guy. That's what you are. And you're on the hook for two more years. Like, get at it. Bye. See ya. Kyle Harrison, I'm rooting for him. He needs a lot of seasoning. A lot of seasoning. All right? James Tibbs, look, maybe one day James Tibbs ends up being that guy. All right? Maybe he does. We don't know. Some guys come out of nowhere. All right? We were talking about Mike Piazza last year. Right. Came out of nowhere. He's like a 40th round pick in the draft. So talent can come from anywhere. Bello, the kid, the reliever that they got rid of, they signed him 2 years ago. They shined him up. They got rid of him. We have pitching. We dealt from a strength in our hand. Okay, you have a bunch of aces, you move an ace, right? So you can get yourself a king because you want that royal flush. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm saying to myself, the Giants had gobs of money to be able to use at their disposal, and they had pitching. They utilized both tools to get them what they desperately have been trying to get forever, a left-handed, middle-of-the-order power bat under team control. Joe, how can anyone not love this deal if you're a Giants fan? I was walking to get my coffee this morning, and there's a huge accent on Sutter.
Oh,
and this guy opens the door, and he's yelling at me. I take my headphones off. He goes, how about them Giants? I go, I can't remember the last time somebody said, how about them Giants? And it was in a positive way. Let's go, Buster!
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. You can also check out their locations in Sunnyvale and also Scotts Valley. Jermaine Wiggins at 8:30. Our Boston guy over there, obviously co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show on our Odyssey sister station at WEEI. Get his thoughts on all this and what's going on and what went on with Rafael Devers in Boston. I know Joe's saying, I don't really care what happened over there. What's happening now in San Francisco?
I want to find out.
We want to find out.
I don't care about, you know,
the baggage.
What, exactly.
I understand.
Once he puts on a Giants uniform, I don't care. You know what I care about? What number is he going to wear?
And I do think there are some similarities and parallels with the Jimmy Butler trade a few months ago when Jimmy came from Miami to Golden State. But even saying that, you got rid of a player from the Warriors' perspective that still had value. Andrew Wiggins has value around the league.
He is better in his sport right now than Kyle Harrison is in his.
And I'd say infinitely better, like inconsistently better.
Okay, but there's
like,
a potential aspect because he's 23 years old. You have to project.
Correct.
And do all that. But I think it was very telling. I think it was very telling that Kyle Harrison is acquired as the big piece in this deal.
And what happened?
And immediately gets sent down to AAA.
There you go. That's all you need to know about it. And by the way, you should see how this move is being viewed in Boston.
Oh, I'm licking tears.
Oh my God.
I'm licking the tears. I feel like Cartman. What was it? Scott Tenorman. when he feeds his family the chili. You know what I'm talking about. And I'm just licking the tears.
Let me taste your tears, Scott. Oh, God. Unfathomable sadness.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.